Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Endermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Welcome to Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. This episode is with my friend Christian. Christian is a speaker and a coach from Switzerland, and I met him in Dubai when he was here for speaking gigs. So Christian interviews me, actually, and we talk a little bit about crisis and what you can do to overcome crisis. And I also share why I'm not worried about the COVID-19 crisis. And one of the reasons is because I've been through crisis before in my business and overcame them. And once you've done that, once you been through a crisis and you came out on the other side, you come out much stronger and you're much more prepared for future crisis. So a crisis can actually be good. It strengthens your muscles. So yeah, I believe there's a lot of lessons in this interview. So I decided to share it here also on the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Here we go. Christian and I talk how to overcome crisis.
This is Christian Semlich here with another edition of Biz Talk. Today I have the chance, the opportunity, and the honor to speak with Oscar Endermo. And he is a speaker, a business coach, and he used to, I don't know if he still will be there or not, because challenges are everywhere and changes are everywhere. As I met him first time, he was in Dubai and had his business clients, even the government there, but he is also based in Sweden, in Stockholm. And these challenging times are, let's say that cover exactly some of the coachings that he is doing, and we are really interested in hearing what he has to say about challenging times today. Oscar, how are you today?
Yes, all good. Good to speak to you, Christian. Last time I met you was in Dubai, so yeah. I hope to come and see you in Switzerland someday. It's beautiful.
If you're around, make a call.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Oscar, tell us what you do.
Yeah, so I see myself as an entrepreneur, speaker, and business coach in those kind of three things, like top. So first of all, I would say I'm an entrepreneur. So I've been involved in several different businesses over the last year. I started my business maybe 10 years ago now and started working with events down here in Dubai. So did a lot of events the first 3 to 5 years. Did a event in Ski Dubai, for example. We did a skiing competition for Scandinavians. So in Dubai, people say, you love skiing. How come you live in Dubai and not in Sweden or Switzerland? And I say, in Dubai, you can ski every day of the year. So it's always minus four in Ski Dubai.
That's crazy.
So one of the events we did was a ski competition for Scandinavians living in Dubai that missed the snow. But yeah. The last like 3 to 5 years, the focus has been more on business coaching and speaking and also team building. So done a lot of team building activities out in the desert in Dubai. So taking companies out into the desert and do fun activities to build a bond, you know, between. Okay. So that's kind of what I do.
Okay, that's
what I used to do before this.
Yeah, challenges are all around. So, I already find it interesting that you have a possibility to work in Dubai and also in Stockholm. So, I think you can choose then the best time of the year to be at the places where you really want to be.
Yeah, that's one thing with the entrepreneurship now with online and all this, that you can be where. So, I used to spend like 3-4 months in the summer in Sweden. And then the rest in Dubai. And we'll see now moving forward what happens with the situation. But Sweden is great in the summer and Dubai is great in the winter. So,
Oscar, how did you come to that? Why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, so I have a background in hotels. So I used to work for hotels in sales. So I moved to Dubai 2007 and I worked 2 years for a hotel here in Dubai in sales. And then after 2 years, I left and we started this event business focusing. So I came from the industry, so I had a little bit of connections in the industry. So it was I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I think maybe I hold back a little bit. You know, the parents want you to do the good education and get a good job and this kind of thing. So I left I left maybe 10 years ago. I was in my early 30s. I finally took the step and left the hotel industry to start working with the events. And then we started with the market here in Dubai, working with companies in Dubai. But then also we started working with incoming companies, Swedish companies coming to Dubai in the wintertime. So that was quite a good business for many years.
Okay.
And then, so basically, I have two interests when I was younger. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see the world. And then hospitality is a great industry. So I studied close from you. I studied in Neuchâtel, in a hotel school in Neuchâtel. But I also had a passion for personal development, for learning. And as you can see behind, there's a lot of books. I always studied a lot. So 10 years ago, I took a coaching certificate and became certified in coaching and certified in mental training, NLP, all these different things. Because after a while, when you read a lot and maybe you recognize yourself that after a while you want to help others. You start working with yourself, but after a while you feel like, oh, I want to help others. So the last couple of years, that's been more of my focus, actually.
So challenging times are around now, not only because of it's 2020 because of the virus, but I think as a result of that global shutdown, global lockdown, it's both, actually, companies are changing. Employment is changing, the work is changing, maybe the requirements are changing. And as you are a coach and you have been even working with the government in Dubai, so what is it that you would recommend for people doing in those times to meet those challenges or to overcome these challenges?
Yeah, so the last couple of years, I had many different hats. And at one point a few years ago, people were telling me, why do you wear all these different hats? Why don't you focus on one thing only? Focus only on your event business and grow that. Now, today, as we're recording this, it's at, you know, with the corona, Dubai has been in a lockdown. Yeah. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but as we're recording this, Dubai has been locked down. So big crisis around the world with the corona crisis. And I'm so thankful that I have these different hats, because I think in today's world and in the future, you need to be able to adapt. You need to be able to adapt to different situations. Things are happening so fast. New technology, and it doesn't have to be corona. It could be new technologies or other things are disrupting. Everything is so fast. So you need to be able to adapt. You need to be able to learn, and you need to be able to take what you learn and turn that into skills and knowledge that you can use in an ever-changing world. Yeah. And this is not going to stop, you know. It's just going to continue.
It's
regardless
and faster exactly. Than ever before.
Exactly, faster. So you need to be able to adjust. And this COVID crisis that we're currently experiencing has been a lesson for a lot of people that, you know, you think the world is one way and you wake up the next day and something is completely different.
Oops.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, for me, my business was heavily affected because from March onwards, I couldn't do any team building. So we couldn't do any events or we couldn't do any speaking. So I just started to like, okay, refocus. What can I do? And I think the biggest lesson with the crisis, with any crisis that you're going through, is this thing that you need to focus on what you can do and forget about everything that is outside of your control. Let go of the worry of the things that are outside of your control.
Yeah.
And you know, you have things outside of your control, things you can influence, and things that are inside of your control. And you need to just learn the mindset to differentiate. Why am I worrying about this? I can't control it. And, you know, worry should be a sense of, it should be an action signal. When you start to worry, you should immediately go into action mode. Like, okay, what can I do about the situation? Okay, I can't do anything. Okay, let go of the worry. Take a deep breath. Go for a walk if you are allowed to. Now we are allowed to. But 1 month ago, we were not even allowed to go for a walk. So, but go for a walk in your apartment.
Yeah, I was always walking. I had the right to because I have a dog.
okay.
I have a dog and then you're the right. No, in China, they were not allowed to. They just put the dogs outside. They started and they became stray dogs in the end then. But in fact, now it comes to the times where it's not survival of the fittest, but survival of those who can adapt the fastest.
Right? Absolutely.
So,
you know what's interesting? 2013, I was in US on a course with Eben Pagan. Have you heard of Eben Pagan?
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah. Good attitude.
Exactly. So I was on this, not to get altitude, but the second one, which was Accelerate, amazing course.
Oh, okay.
He kept saying that over and over again. You need to be able to adapt. The winners of the future will be the ones that can adapt to a rapid changing world.
Yep.
And 7 years later, he is there. Completely right.
It's there. I just listened to a audio file that I produced last year. That should be part of a video sizzle, which I didn't produce at that time. I was listening to it, said, oh my God, it's exactly where we're in today. Sometimes, and that's sometimes also, I mean, listen to your gut feelings. And of course, people say focus on what you're good at. And for some people, it's only one specific area. That's what they think. But when you break it down, there are a lot of small areas that you can also do something. I mean, as an event organizer, for example, you need to be able to organize. It doesn't necessarily to be an event. You need to be systematic. You need to have processes in place. So in fact, you're a project manager. You were just doing it for events, but I've been in the event business too. I've been in the exhibition business too. So it's exactly the same. Whether you build a building or you create an event, it's the same. You have many different time zones, players, and so on. And also, I think people need to be able to adapt to those situations. Really break down on what you are really doing. And the event is just the result of your work. Yep. But what you are doing is project management, in fact.
Building relationships.
So, in fact, you could do every kind of project with your skills. Doesn't have to be what you have been doing in the last times. And sometimes when I have these conversations and also do my coachings, I realize that people are quite often there. They just see the top of what they're doing as the result, but they're not able to break down the steps to, okay, what's really behind of that. And this is something I just now realized from you, how important that is. The adaption can happen on your skills, on your basic skills, that are just the underlying skills, the foundation of what you're doing. And the second thing, which I realize is really, really important, you cannot change the outside. Why worrying and why going to on the streets is just, okay, do what I can do. And that comes always from the inside. That's what you just mentioned.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, as we're recording this, there's a lot of demonstrations in the US, and I was actually thinking about it earlier today. Like, I don't think it really helps, you know, like go out and do something good in the world instead of looting and these crazy things that are happening. So.
No. Scott, what I really think is also important, what were some of the results, some of really fantastic or insightful results that you created with your clients that you could share here? Let's just take one example.
Yeah. I can tell you a story about my event business and why I feel comfortable now with this crisis. I'm not so worried about this crisis because I've been through tough times before. And I think after about 1 year of starting the event business back in 2010 or 2011, it was really, really tough times. I was very close to giving up. Like, I lived on a credit card. The credit card was maxed out and, you know, almost fighting with my wife because I couldn't pay the bills, and very, very tough times, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was like one day I was like, went out for a walk in the evening and just walked around and like, shit, you know, this is going to be the poorest day in my life, I said to myself. And then I walked back home. And I did an action plan. I find a sales training that was really good. And I implemented that sales training every day. These sales, and I just built on new clients, turned around the business. And then 2012, 2013, 2014, we doubled sales every year in a row. So 2013, 2014, I had some amazing years that came from the crisis. So when I was in the crisis, it was extremely tough. But it forced me to focus. What can I do? I have a coaching system I call Strategic Tech Coaching, and we talk about inspiration, information, implementation. So first was the inspiration, and the inspiration comes sometimes from desperation, you know, when you don't have an option. So then you set an attractive goal, like what do I want instead? You know, I gave myself 6 months. If I don't make it, as an entrepreneur, I had to go back to work, and I didn't want to do that. So push myself a little bit. And then information, I found this sales training that, okay, if I implement this sales training, then I think these strategies will work. And then implementation, daily focus, daily grind, do something every day. Eventually you manage to turn it around. And this knowing that I've been through a crisis before and that I overcame it becomes a huge resource for the future. Because I know whatever comes at me, I'll just deal with it. Yeah. And now when I work with the, sometimes I work with entrepreneurs and also leaders with the business coaching, I'll tell them the same thing. Maybe you have a tough time right now, but once you come out of it, you come out stronger. So let's focus on what we can do. Forget about what's outside of your control and just take daily action. You know? So that's lessons from my life that I'm also trying to help others with now. That, yeah, tough times will be there, but we just need to...
They will always come up.
Exactly.
Time to time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you heard this. Brian Tracy likes to say that business is problems, 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 crisis. Problems, 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 crisis. That is part of being an entrepreneur. So, well, but you grew from it.
I don't like to focus on problems, problems, because this is really it's like a strange mindset, because then we are focusing on problems. No, it's focusing on solving problems, overcoming problems, moving forward, even though there are problems. So I don't really like that picture, because it's just slowly bringing you down into the black hole. And there are a lot of people out there who are not able to deal with that kind of challenge. So and I think one of the things that you just mentioned, okay, find out what are your strengths, and maybe what is the piece that you're missing, like your sales training. Mm. And then you start with doing that and applying that. Mm. I think that's one of the advices that we can give. I also usually also ask, what is your secret, a secret that you can share? But I think you mentioned it already. Mm. Never give up. Do not try to moan and you know, give away your power by saying, well, it's all at the outside. No, you have always possibilities. Take your responsibility for life, for your business, and go move forward and try out. I mean, if it works or not, you will only find out if you do it. If you don't
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, that's a fantastic thing. Where can we find you if we want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so strategictechcoaching.com is my coaching methodology that I use. Yep. So they can go to strategictechcoaching.com, and on Instagram it's the same thing, Strategic Tech Coaching. And it's strategies, technology, and coaching for improving your life and business. That's basically
improving your life and business. In fact, I think you cannot separate that. If you have a business, your business is part of your life. Absolutely. I also do not like to talk about life-work balance, because for me it's the same. For me it's the same thing. It's not. Yeah. I mean, my life contains work, and my work contains life. So what's about this balance thing? Of course, I need to be able to say, okay, stop, no working or whatever I'm doing. Sometimes it doesn't feel like working. Most of the time, sometimes it feels.
No, and I mean, sometimes when I meet people and I say I do, I prefer to say business coaching when I work with entrepreneurs and leaders, because when I say life coaching, they think it's some like woo-woo thing. Yeah. So I say business coaching. And then when those I start working with, I mean, 50% is life coaching, you know.
If not even more, right?
Exactly.
Because the business is really, lives vicariously through the life and the actions of the business leader.
Or 100%. The entrepreneur. I mean, if you don't have a good at home, or if you're constantly messed up here, then you won't perform as a business owner.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. So that was a great wisdom. I hope you got that, because Oscar is in business for a long time. He went through a lot of challenges. And what I can say, I know him personally, met him several times, and had great times too, where we really had time to introduce ourselves and to speak about our lives and the business and so on. So, He's not fake. He's real. And what he's doing and what he is coaching has a huge background that you might be able to find out more and to access if you go to his website. And that's what I would recommend. Maybe you listen to that video a second time, to that interview, because there are hidden gems in there that you maybe didn't see. But Oscar was revealing more than just a little bit of coaching. So, Oscar, thank you for taking the time. I wish you all the best for your future. I hope we will meet soon in person, live somewhere, or online, however. it's great to know you, to be friendly with you, and it's great to watch your process and to see what's going on, how you're dealing with it. Best greetings to your wife, which I don't know, but who I don't know. Mm-hmm. And have a great time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It was fun.
This was fun, yes. Mm-hmm.
So there we go, Christian and I. I hope there were some lessons in this 20 minutes that Christian and I talked. As always, subscribe to the podcast. We have more interesting guests coming up. And if you haven't listened to the previous episode with Kjell Enhager, it is a must. So if you haven't listened to that one, I really recommend you to go back and listen to that one. If you want to help me, you can support me by writing a review on iTunes or whatever podcast player you are using. This helps me in the rankings and reach more people around the world. Find out more about Strategic Tech Coaching by going to strategictechcoaching.com. And if you're interested in our coaching programs, just click on coaching on strategictechcoaching.com. Follow the journey on Strategic Tech Coaching on Instagram. And yeah, I hope to see you somewhere around the world.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Enderma. We'll catch you next time.